欢迎诸位朋友诸位弟兄姊妹，我们一起到教会来敬拜天上的神。
We welcome all the brothers and sisters as well as our friends in gathering here to worship God.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与大家同在。
May the peace and joy of Christ be with all of us.
那在聚会之前，我们低头来默祷。
Before we commence our morning service, let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始今天早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Sabbath morning worship.
唱诗402首。
Let us sing a hymn 402. 402.
站着低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and bow our head in silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，在你的安息圣日，我们能够放下世上的工作，来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to put everything aside and to come to your house to worship you.
在你里面有充充满满的恩典与真理。
In you there is grace and truth.
愿你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
让我们感受。在你里面的平安跟喜乐
that we may feel and enjoy the peace and joy that is from you.
求主带领我们今天早上的聚会
We ask you to guide our morning service today.
让我们每一个人都能够更亲近你
That all of us may draw closer to you.
愿主你的名得到荣耀
And that your name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐
Please be seated.
我们先请圣何西的唱诗班来献诗
We'd like to ask the San Jose Church Choir to present a few hymns.
接下去我们再请黄传道来证道。
Then we will ask Pastor Huang to testify for the Lord.
beginning, God created the universe and all its contents. Over the first 6 days, He created the heavens and the earth in the way that pleased Him. And on the seventh day, He rested. Ever since then, all of His creations are monuments to His greatness, from the shining sun to the creatures of the land and of the sea. The first song that Sounds Like Choir will present is All Creatures of Our God and King.
起初神创造天地和其中的万物, 他用6天完成创造的工作, 第7天便安息了。 从古至今, 万物的奇妙, 从光耀的太阳到全地的生物, 时时都在向我们诉说, 造物主的伟大, 圣何西斯班要为大家献唱, 一起来歌颂。
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came down to earth. He shed His glory to live among men and to preach the kingdom of God. Then, when His time came, He was crucified on the cross and died for all our sins. But on the third day, He rose from the dead. We can now rejoice because Jesus Christ has conquered death. Our next song is Affirmation of Life.
2,000年前, 主耶稣基督舍弃天上大荣耀, 降世为人, 来传扬天国的福音, 照着旧约先知的预言, 为普天下人的罪被钉死在十字架, 第三天复活, 今天我们可以大大喜乐, 因为我们主耶稣基督已经战胜死亡, 接下来要为大家献唱生命的确信。 Hallelujah, 感谢主，诗班唱出赞美神的歌声。
And we thank God for such a beautiful voice.
让我们得到平安喜乐。
That we may gain peace and joy from it.
各位朋友，弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters here.
我们在安息圣日来教会敬拜神。
On the Sabbath day, we gather here to worship God.
相信主耶稣会按照他所应许的福气恩典赏赐给我们。
God will bless us according to His grace.
早上根据圣经一起来查考活出自由人生。
And this morning, I'd like to discuss with you the topic of living a life of freedom.
在一次晚上聚会完之后
，And after tonight,
有一个差不多三十岁的青年，差不多三十岁的先生走进教会。
And after one of the service at night, there was a young man of the age of 30s. He came to the church.
因为那个时候大家已经信徒聚完会都已经回家了。
At that time, the services had concluded and the members had left.
他忽然走进来。
He suddenly walked into the chapel.
直觉的就看出他是坏人。
And
坏人。直觉，直觉看到他。
And I saw his eyes and felt that he was not a good person.
所以他脸上没有写坏人，但是他就是坏人。
Although he did not have a writing on his forehead stating he's a bad person, but I could sense it.
从神情，从穿着
From his behavior and his dressing.
但是当我们坐下来谈论的时候
But when we sat down and discussed,
确定他是刚从监狱出来的。
I found out that he was just released from prison.
但是他是要来信耶稣的。
Yet he had a heart to come to Christ.
因为在监狱当中他的辅导人员告诉他。
While in prison, his counselor had told him.
出监狱之后要去找个宗教信仰。
That after you leave the prison, you should find a religion.
什么都可以。
Regardless of which one.
因为他出狱没有什么工作。
After he was released,He had no job.
到处逛逛。
He was homeless.
很巧的逛到教会门口。
And at that time, he came to our church.
抬头一看原来这是会堂。
He saw the name of our church, and he realized that this is a religious place.
很自然的就进来了。
And he came into the chapel.
谈话当中发现他很诚恳。
During our conversation, I felt that he was sincere about believing.
因为他真的想做一个好国民。
For he wanted to be a good citizen.
要做一个父母眼中的好儿子。
He wanted to be a good son to his parents.
所以我们约定两天之后到他家去访问。
So we made an appointment that 2 days later we shall visit him.
他还给我们他们家的住址电话号码。
He gave us his address and phone number.
当然留下了他的大名。
And also his name.
可是在我们要第三天要去他家之前
And before we were to visit him
在报纸上看到一个很熟悉的名字
I saw a name in the newspaper
原来是抢劫
There was a robbery
这个名字就是他的名字
And the robber was the person
而且报纸上的一个描述
And there was a description in that article
十之八九就是他
That 90% it was the robber was the person that came to our chapel.
报纸说他刚从监狱出来。
For the article described the robber as someone recently released from prison.
他几岁
？And how old he was？
叫做什么名字
？And what his name was？
住在哪里
？Where he lived？
发生什么事
？And what happened during the robbery？
一对照就是他。
And all the identification pointed to him.
所以我们知道说一个人想要自己做自己的主人都是很难的。
It is difficult for a person to be a master of himself.
我们可以说我要吃饭，我要喝水。
We may decide what we want to do.
我要开车到南加州。
We can decide to drive to Southern California.
我要迁居到东部。
We may decide to move to the East Coast.
这是我的自由啊。
That is our right and our freedom.
没有人可以管得了的。
No one can tell us to do something that we don't want to.
甚至国家赋予我这一份的自由。
And the nation has given us that right.
可是我们常常没有发现，原来这只是生活上的自由。
Yet, that is only a freedom in taking care of our living.
其实有很多人生命上是不自由的。
There are many people who don't have freedom in their daily living.
我要为善。
If we want to be good,
甚至我可以立志为善。
We may be determined to do good.
可是行出来就由不得我了。
Yet our action and our behavior does not depend on our resolutions.
所以有些人是生活浪漫，但是生命是浪费。
Many people may have an exciting life, yet they have wasted their time and money.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十四节。
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 34.
约翰福音第八章三十四节。
John chapter 8, verse 34.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
所有犯罪的就是罪奴。
Everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
也就是所有犯罪的表示他是被罪控制。
Those who sin are still under the bound of sin.
罪不是一个名称。
Sin is not just a noun.
不是一个名词啊。
It is not a pronoun for something.
罪它是一个权势。
Sin is a power.
它可以左右你，可以左右我。
That power can control us.
它可以控制你，可以控制我。
He can control you and he can control me.
这个叫做罪。
The sin is a power.
所以我们很多人都是在它的掌控之中。
Many of us are under that power.
但是很多人就不承认。
Yet many people do not realize.
不承认我有罪啊。
We may have sin.
甚至不承认我是罪的奴仆啊。
Yet we do not realize that we are a slave to sin.
啊，我有一个朋友。
I have a friend.
他知道我是信耶稣的。
He knows that I am a Christian.
有一次就跟我讲一个他们家的实例。
So one day he told me something that happened in his house.
有一天早上，他的爸爸在庭院扫地。
One morning, his father was doing yard work.
哦，后来忽然有一个穿白衣的哈，穿白衣服的。
And suddenly, this person in white clothing.
前面还写四个字。
Came to him, and there's four words written on his chest.
那个白衣服上面写“神爱世人”。
And that the writing on his shirt was that God loves the world.
然后看到他的爸爸，就讲了一句话。
When that person saw his father.That person made a statement.
兄弟啊，你有罪。
He said, "Brother, you have sinned."
哇，他爸爸很生气啊。
His father was very.
你才有罪了。
His father was very angry, and he replied that you yourself have sinned.
没有经过我的答应，跑到我的庭院，然后跟我讲我有罪。
You have not obtained my permission to walk into my yard and tell me that I have sinned.
他爸爸很不高兴啊。
So his father was not very happy.
嗯，有一次我到他家。啊，去吃饭。
One day I went to his home to have a meal with him.
要去之前他就跟我声明了。
And before I went, he told me.
你等一下去我家吃饭，绝对不能默祷哦。
That if you have dinner with us, you should not pray, you should not say a grace before you eat.
我说为什么不能默祷
？So I asked him why.
我是基督徒嘞。
I am a Christian.
他说我爸爸就是最讨厌基督徒了。
And he tells me that his father does not like Christians.
因为他被基督徒指出说他是有罪的。
Because he was told once by a Christian that he had sinned.
你们基督徒都是乱加罪在人身上的。
And that my father believes that you Christians keep on telling other people they have sinned.
没有控告你们算不错了。
And that he feels that you should be happy that you are not sued by the friend's father.
我说我还是会默祷，他如果你爸爸赶我出去，那我就出去了嘛。
So I tell him that I will still pray in silence, and if your father does not want me to be there, I will leave.
这么突然的被人家指出是个罪人。
My friend's father was accused as a sinner by another Christian.
有哪一个会承认
？Who would acknowledge that they have sinned?
那圣经告诉我们，犯罪的就是被罪控制的人。
The Bible tells us that those who sin are under the control of sin.
因为当初主耶稣在跟这些犹太人谈论这件事情的时候
，For when Jesus discussed this topic with the Jews，
说你们犯罪的就是罪的奴仆啊。
Jesus tell them that those who sin are a slave to sin。
他们很不以为然啊。
They didn't take much of it。
说我们没有做过谁的奴仆啊。
They felt that, or the Jews felt that they have not been a slave to another person。
我们是亚伯拉罕的后代啊。
They felt that they were the descendants to Abraham.
是承接福分恩典的那一个民族啊。
They are the descendants who are to be blessed.
怎么会变成我们是奴仆呢？
Thus, how could they be a slave to sin?
我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆啊。
They have never been a slave.
也就是不承认我是有罪的。
They never felt that they have sinned.
哦，这个就是一般人的想法。
These are the thoughts of most people.
包括当时那些犹太人也是这么想啊。
Even the Jews at the time of Jesus felt that way.
我们有罪吗？
They thought they were sinless.
有罪还坐在这里吗？
Do we have sin? If we have sin, are we still here?
有犯罪，那国家要用法律来处理啊。
If we have committed a crime, we would be judged by the laws of the nation.
啊，问题就在这里了。
Well, the question is here.
哦，我们今天要从圣经去了解。一个罪人他的生活模式是什么？
We're going to study from the Bible as to the lifestyle of a sinner.
如果是偷是抢是杀人，
If those people who rob and murder，
那不用讨论嘛，那就是罪人啊。
Then truly they are sinners or criminals.
那如果不是呢？
But if your life is
那你们
not like that，
那为什么我又是罪人呢？
Then why are we considered a sinner？
其实圣经有指出什么样的人是罪人呢？
The Bible has described the characteristic of a sinner.
我们请看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪第三章第七节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 7.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮，才知道自己是赤身肉体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
这是我们常常听到亚当夏娃犯罪的一个事迹。
This is a description of what happened when Adam and Eve sinned.
罪就是从这里来的。
This is the beginning of sin.
罪就是从亚当夏娃然后进入到这个世界。
Through Adam and Eve, sin entered the world.
所以他们这对夫妻犯罪之后，所有的反应就是反映今天，就是证明今天我们有这种现象的人都是有罪。
After they disobey God, they become a reflection for all of us to see what it's like after we sin.
伊甸园是快乐的地方。
The Garden of Eden was a place of joy.
是不用穿衣服的地方。
It is a place where no clothing is required.
因为那里的气候是刚刚好的。
For the weather is extremely fitting for humans.
而且那个地方是没有罪的地方。
And that is also a place without sin.
哦，所以是很纯洁、很圣洁的地方。
It is a pure and holy place.
可是当他们吃了善恶果，罪进到他们的生命之后
，After they disobeyed God and after the sin had entered the world.
也就是他犯罪之后，第一个反应是什么
？What was their first reaction?
心里明白过来了。
They realized.
眼睛明亮，叫心里明白了。
And their eyes were opened.
才知道自己是赤身肉体。
Then they realized that they were naked.
他本来就是赤身肉体的。
They were naked even when they didn't realize.
可是犯罪之后就有羞耻感了。
Yet after they sin, they have a sense of shame.
就算没有穿衣服也没有关系啊，全世界只有他们两个人啊。
Even if they didn't wear any clothing at that time, it wouldn't have mattered for.They were the whole world.
可是他们还是感觉到不好意思啊。
Yet they still felt shameful.
所以只好拿无花果树的叶子编做裙子来穿。
So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves.
遮羞嘛。
To cover their shame.
所以羞耻感。
Thus shamefulness.
有羞耻感，说要遮羞。
Once they have shame, they have to cover up their shamefulness.
这个就是犯罪的一个现象，犯罪后的现象。
That is the first reflection of a person's sin.
我们今天都有羞耻感啊。
We all have a sense of shame.
哦，这个就是一个现象。
This is a reflection of our sin.
第二个现象。
The second reflection.
我们看第八节、第九节。
Let's read verses 8 and 9.
天起了凉风，神在园中行走。那人和妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避主神的面。第九节，主神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”
So verse 8, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
没有犯罪之前,
Before they sinned, they talked to God face to face.
犯罪之后就躲避神。
After they sinned, they hid from God.
第十节说是害怕见到神。
In verse 10, it's described that Adam was afraid to see God.
那我们今天是不是害怕见到神？
Are we afraid to see God?
你说不会啊。 因为我来教会，你看，我就是来见神的。
We say that no, we're not, because we're coming to church to see God.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
19节到21节。
Verse 19 to 21.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 19节到21节。
Verses 19 through 21.
3章19节
Chapter 3, verse 19
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。20节
20
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他们的行为受责备。21节
21
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。这里告诉我们
Here it tells us
光明跟黑暗,
that there is light and darkness.
在黑暗中生活就是在罪中生活。
Those who live in darkness live in the power of sin.
在罪中生活的人不敢见光。
Those who live in darkness dare not see the light.
因为见不得光。
For they cannot see the light.
做坏事、犯罪的时候, when they 不敢让人家知道啊。
When they sin and commit crime, they do not dare to tell that to others.
不好意思说出来啊。
They have shame when they if they mention it.
因为他是在黑暗中生活。
For they live in the darkness.
因为他是在罪中生活。
For they live in sin.
那如果按照真理来生活的呢?
Those who live according to the truth.
他就可以见光啊。
Can see the light.
哦,他是靠神来行事的。
They live their life according to God's will.
那我们今天是不是都靠神,依照真理, 靠着神来行事呢?
And do we behave according to the teachings of the Bible?
因为这个我们不懂啊。
For we do not know what God is.
所以也不知道怎么害怕。
And actually, we don't know what the darkness is, and we are not afraid.
神创造宇宙万物。
God made the world.
养活我们世人。
And God has fed us.
他生活养我们, 教育我们。
He also has taught us.
他是我们的父。
He is our father.
我们要叫他阿爸父。
We call him our father.
我们应该敬拜他。
Thus we need to worship him.
荣耀他,
we need to give him glory.
可是我们又是这样做了吗?
Yet we are also humans.
诶, 这个就是对不起神的地方嘛。
And we have sinned and we are afraid to actually see him.
这个就是得罪神的地方。
And that is when we have sinned.
诶, 所以还是有人会躲避, 会害怕。
Therefore there's still people who dare not see God.
至少就是不想见神。
At least they don't think of seeing God.
我们再看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter
3. 12节、13节。
Verses 12 and 13.
创世纪第三章12节、13节。
Genesis chapter 3, verses 12 and 13.
那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我吃，给我我就吃了。” 13节
13
主神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”人犯罪的第三个现象
The third reflection of sinfulness
推卸责任
is blaming someone else for their own sin
古今中外从老到少通通一样
Throughout history this has been the case
最明显就是你们家里的那个小朋友
The most clear example are the children that we have.
我们没有教他要说谎话。
We have never taught them how to lie.
但是他从小就会说谎话。
Yet they learn how to lie.
做错事不但不承认。
They do not acknowledge that they have committed a wrongful event.
还会推说那个是姐姐的做的，那是妹妹做的。
They would actually blame their brother or sister for committing such a wrongful event, a wrongful deed.
这个麦克风怎么坏掉了呢？
We may ask them, why is this microphone broken?
啊，因为我在上面讲啊，啊姐姐都打我的头，我就撞到这个都坏掉了。
So my son would tell me that because I'm using it, and my sister would hit me on the head, so my head hit the microphone and it broke that way.
啊，到底是谁弄坏掉了？
So I asked him, who broke the microphone?
姐姐说妹妹，妹妹说姐姐啊。
The sister would say it's the younger sister, and the younger sister would say it's the older sister.
爸爸妈妈又不是神，怎么判断？
And since we are not God, how can we know the truth?
推卸责任。
They blame someone else for their wrongs.
所以神来跟那个人说的时候，问的时候。
That's when God asked Adam.
你为什么要吃善恶果呢？
Why did you eat the fruit?
那个没有办法啊，你是给我跟我同居那个女人，她把那个善恶果给我吃，我就吃啦。
So Adam blamed Eve for giving him the fruit to eat.
那神就问那夏娃说：“啊，你为什么要吃呢？”
So God asked Eve, "Why did you eat of the fruit?"
你做的是什么事呢
？And what have you done?
那没有办法，那个蛇引诱我的。
So Eve said that the serpent deceived me.
奇怪，怎么没有人要承认呢？
Why is it that none of them acknowledge their own sin?
吃善恶果是不对的。
It is wrong to eat of the fruit.
但是也吃了。
And they ate.
啊，但是责任是谁？
Yeah, who was responsible for their sin?
没有人要承认。
None of them acknowledge their own sin.
连最亲密的夫妻都没有承认，
even,
都推卸给对方。
Even the closest of the couple will blame their own spouse for their sin.
这种推卸责任的现象我们可以到处观察。
We can see this happening all over the world.
我们的工作场地。
In our work.
我们的家庭。
In our home.
啊，我们的朋友，我们的邻居。
Amongst our friends and neighbors.
我们通通可以暗中去观察。
If we observe them carefully.
不知不觉，就是推卸责任。
We can see they blame other people for their own weaknesses.
这个就是证明人犯罪啊，人有罪啊。
This reflects the underlying sin that we have.
再来第四个现象。
The fourth reflection.
我们看第十四节跟第十五节。
Let's read verses 14 and 15.
主神对蛇说：“你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜、野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。”十五节。
15.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。女人跟蛇，女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔是彼此为敌的。
The offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent will be enemies.
当然，这里所谓的女人的后裔，当然指的耶稣基督。
Of course, the descendant of the woman represents Jesus Christ.
蛇呢，它是指的魔鬼啊。
And the descendant of the serpent represents Satan.
哦，这是更进一步的一个阐述。
This is a further understanding, a further spiritual understanding.
魔鬼跟耶稣基督比是对抗的。
Jesus and serpents are enemies.
所以哥林多后书六章十四节十五节就有说了。
This in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
基督和比列就是魔鬼的名字哈。
That Jesus and the serpent
可以相合吗？
Could they live together?
因为他们本来就是对抗的。
They were oppositions.
彼此为仇啊。
They were enemies.
所以人犯罪之后。
That's those who sin.
我们发现说，这个魔鬼会对抗。
We will realize that they will live in a life that's opposing to the will of God.
魔鬼会阻碍耶稣基督的工作。
The devil will oppose the work of God.
魔鬼会阻碍我们能到耶稣面前来。
The devil will obstruct our path to Jesus.
这是人犯罪的现象。
This is a reflection of the sin around us.
有一个慕道者。
There is a truth seeker.
其实刚开始也不能算慕道者了。
Actually, he At the beginning, he was probably just a friend.
就是一个朋友。
Yeah, he was just a friend.
他第一次来教会。
He first came to our church.
是不得已来教会的。
He came unwillingly.
因为先生要来教会，他要跟着来。
Because her husband wanted to come to church, so she came with him.
所以他就坐在最后面那一排。
So she sat in the last row.
因为他是不甘愿进来的。
For she did not want to come to church.
所以听到那个态度就是你说啊，你说啊，再说啊。
So she was she had a very arrogant behavior.
所以你站在讲台上，你就知道，奇怪，那个人态度很不好。
So when you see her in the back row, you realize that she was not all that sincere.
所以聚完会，她马上有问题啦。
After the service, she had many questions.
她说啊。奇怪，你们祷告怎么那个样子的
？And she said, "Why do you pray with tongue?"
啊，身体震动，嘴巴乱念。
Why do you shake and why do you speak in another tongue?
啊，有些人呢，声音又高，有些人声音又低。
And why are there differences in terms of volume of the voice?
怎么会这样呢
？Why is it that?
啊，那教会就跟他解释啊，那个是圣灵的一个现象啊。
So we explained to her that that is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵要求啊。
Yeah, and that she has to pray for the Holy Spirit.
她说不用啊，圣灵怎么用求的
？And she shot back that why would you have to pray for the Holy Spirit?
如果要像你们这种圣灵，我也会啊，我第一次来就会了。
And that if I have to pray as such as you guys, I would know how to pray it.
身体就把它弄得很震动得很大，然后嘴巴都乱念，那就得到了啦。
All I have to do is just shake my body and speaking some strange language. Then I would have the Holy Spirit.
她很不客气的这样说。
She was not very polite.
但是之后就跟她谈了一些道理。
So afterwards, we further discussed with her about the truth.
她慢慢有一些理解。
She started to have some understanding.
她发现说，如果真的有神，是神是会帮助人的。
And she realized that if God is there, then God would help.
那我也有需要他的帮助啊。
She realized that she has needs.Where God could help her.
他就这样想而已。
So she thought that way.
神真的帮助他的困难。
And God truly helped her overcome her difficulties.
就是他身体的病痛。
That is her illness that has not been able to be treated.
不是大病啊，是老毛病。
It wasn't a physical illness, rather it was a bad habit.
但是他这样想，神就帮助他了。
She thought of the need to correct her bad habits.And God helped her.
所以隔天就不态度就不一样了。
The next day, her behavior was different.
祷告的时候就跑到前面来了。
When we prayed, she came forward.
可是在祷告的时候
，during her prayer,
所有圣职人员都发现她很痛苦。
All the holy workers who laid hands on her realized that she was suffering.
然后就跟她讲说，你是不是身体不舒服？
So they asked her whether or not she has a bodily illness.
她说没有啊。
She said no.
每一个人都问她。
Yet every holy worker asked her.
但是她都说没有。
And her reply was that she does not have bodily illness.
因为本来想说她如果身体不舒服，你就坐着祷告就好了。
So they wanted her to just sit and pray if she could not handle such a long prayer.
她坚持跪着祷告。
Yet she was firm about kneeling in her prayer.
可是在那二三十分钟的时间看起来就没有在祷告。
In that time of prayer, she didn't look like she was praying.
因为看那个样子就是在挣扎。
For we could see that she was struggling.
祷告完之后。
After the prayer.
问她才知道。
We asked her.
她说：“哦，我身上有一个鬼了。”
She realized, she told us that she has a devil in her.
跟我相处十几年了。
And that this devil has lived with her for over 10 years.
啊，十几年，啊，你没有把他赶走。
So we asked her, how come you didn't drive the devil out?
他不用啊，他也不会对我怎么样啊。
And she said that, well, no, the devil wasn't that bad to me.
可是很奇怪，我今天来这里祷告。
But when I came here to pray,
那个声音就告诉我了。
That voice tells me,
这里太吵了，我们赶快出去。
That this place is too noisy and that we should leave.
但是他说，我不出去啊，我来这里就是来到教会就是要祷告的。
Yeah, she told this voice that,Her purpose in coming to the church is to pray.
所以她坚持不出去。
So she was firm about staying and praying.
但是里面那个灵叫她出去。
Yet that devil inside of her asked her to leave.
在那里挣扎。
Thus she was struggling with that devil.
但是她得胜了。
And she overcame that struggle.
因为她没有出去,
for she did not leave the chapel.
啊, 那个灵出去,
rather, that devil left her.
因为在这里她受不了,
for that devil could not withstand the presence of God.
她用人所听得懂的话说, 这里太吵了啦。
That devil tells that friend that this place is too noisy.
所以只好魔鬼自己出去。
So the devil left.
哦, 所以, 人犯罪之后的现象,
the reflection of sinning.
魔鬼会阻碍人到耶稣面前。
Is that the devil will obstruct our path to seek Jesus Christ.
因为彼此为仇。
For they are enemies.
第五个现象,
the fifth reflection of sin.
我们看16节到19节。
Let's read verses 16 through 19.
哦, 我们一边听一边看。
Let's read and listen.
这里是谈到 夏娃被咒诅，亚当被咒诅。
He describes the curse that God made to Adam and Eve.
所以人犯罪之后是过着受咒诅的人生。
After sinning, human beings has lived under a curse.
说女人要有怀胎的苦楚，生产的苦楚。
And that women shall suffer the pain of childbirth.
还要恋慕丈夫，丈夫要管辖她。
And that woman will also desire for the husband who will rule over her.
到现在还是没有变啊。
It hasn't changed since that time.
哦, 怀胎有怀胎的苦楚, 生产有生产的危险。
There are pain of childbearing and childbirth.
所以有人胎死腹中。
That's when someone is pregnant.
有人, 母子都不平安。
And that pregnancy may not be peaceful.
哦, 有人怀孕的过程很辛苦。
Some people suffer very much during that pregnancy.
科技这么发达,
even though the medical knowledge has advanced very much,
医学这么进步,
and that the knowledge has provided us with many techniques,
这种苦还是存在,
yet this pain of bearing a child still persists.
因为人是受咒诅的,
for we have been cursed.
所以要过着受咒诅的人生,
thus we live under a life of curse.
那亚当也没好到哪里去啊,
it wasn't much better for Adam.
要汗流满面,
he has to sweat.
你说我不种田,
we don't have to cultivate a land. Why do we have to be sweatful?
没有种田更惨啊。
Nothing could be worse than being a farmer.
我们在工作岗位上的压力有多大?
Yet, how much stress are we under at work?
现在的病症为什么越来越多?
Why are there so many illnesses today?
压力太大,
for there is too much pressure.
不知道怎么疏解。
We don't know how to release that stress.
哦, 所以病就来了。
Thus, we would have this illness resulting from the modern lifestyle.
所以不是只有汗流满面。
It's not just about sweating.
要付出很大的代价。
Rather, to live, we have to spend much of our effort.
用健康, 用生命,
we pay for it with our life.
才能得到糊口。
And our health to gain a daily living.
才能得到饱足。
To be satisfied, or to be fulfilled physically.
这个受咒诅的人生啊,
this is a lifestyle from curse.
最后呢,
in the last reflection,
19节说了,
in verse 19,
直到归途了,
that we shall struggle and sweat until we die.
希伯来书9章27节说,
in Hebrews chapter 9, it was stated,
按着定命, 人人都有一死,
that according to the promise, there is a death at the end.
死后且有审判。
And that after the death, there is judgment.
人犯罪之后,
after we sinned,
有一天要离开这个世上, 然后肉体归途,
one day, our physical body will return to the earth.
灵魂要受审判,
and at that time, our spirit and our soul will be judged.
这个就是人生啊,
this is life.
不但没有自由,
there is no freedom.
因为被罪控制啊,
for we are under the bounds of sin.
尽做一些犯罪的事,
we commit sin all the time.
而且没有未来,
and yet we have no true hope for the future.
而且那个未来是很恐怖的,
and that future is very scary.
因为罪的工价乃是死啊,
for the price of sin is death.
所以我们从圣经的记载,
thus from the records of the Bible,
亚当夏娃的事迹,
from the event of Adam and Eve,
在呈现人犯罪后的一个生活方式。
From the lifestyle of Adam and Eve, we can realize what the life of sin is like.
我们今天过着受咒诅的人生啊。
We today live under the curse.
我们今天每一个人都要离开这，有一天都要离开这个世界。
One day we will all die.
这是就是犯罪的结果。
That is the result of sin.
所以人怎么会有自由呢？
Thus, how can we have freedom?
所以我们只是在生活上是很自由啊。
How can we have freedom in our lives?
可是在生命上是被控制的。
We may be able to make our own decisions, yet in our spirit, we are under the control of sin.
所以直接也影响到我们的生活。
And thus, it reflects on our lives.
这是人成为罪奴，所以变成没有自由。
Thus, human beings are a slave to sin, and we never have true freedom.
圣经又说第二个不自由的。
There is a second slavery described in the Bible.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰一书五章十九节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。恶者就是魔鬼。
The evil one is Satan.
全世界都在他的控制之下。
The world is under the control of the Satan.
魔鬼看不到。
We can't see Satan.
但是有一些人被他控制。
Yet some people are controlled by Satan.
全世界的人都被他控制。
The whole world is also under his control.
有些人比较明显，有些人比较不明显。
Some people we can see that control more clearly, while others is more hidden.
但是实际上是都被控制的。
Yet in truth, all human beings are under the control of Satan.
我们先讲那个比较明显的。
Let us take a look at those who reflect Satan more.
有一个妇人啊。
There is a wealthy man.
她丈夫车祸。
Her husband has had a motor vehicle accident.
后来那个丈夫自己上吊自杀。
And after he recovered, he committed suicide.
留下三个孩子。
He left her with three children.
这个太太啊，太伤心了。
And this wife was very sorrowful.
所以没有办法过正常的生活。
So she could not lead a normal life.
虽然孩子懂得妈妈的苦。
Although the children understand her pain.
不断地陪她。
And they would stay with her.
但是还是一样。
Yet she was still suffering.
因为那一种痛不知道怎么说。
For her inner pain could not be described.
后来，她发现她晚上睡觉的时候
，When she sleeps at night,
厨房会有人在煮饭。
She could hear people cooking in the kitchen.
她下去跑下去看一看。
When she goes down there to see,
没有啊，什么都没有啊。
She would see no one.
蟑螂在煮饭也没有那么大声啊。
Even the cockroach could not make such a big noise.
这样连续几个晚上之后
，After several nights like this,
她就害怕了。
She started to be afraid.
所以去找通灵的人说。
So she went after. She sought out a sorcerer.
通灵的跟她说。
And that person told her,
你丈夫回来。
That your husband has returned.
因为他在阴间缺少了很多东西。
Because your husband lacked many things in hell.
所以他回来跟你要东西。
So he has returned to obtain those items.
所以他依照通灵的指示。
Thus she performed according to the commands from the sorcerer.
按照当地的风俗。
And according to the traditions.
真的烧了很多东西给他。
She burned many things for her husband.
当然那些东西都是假的。
Of course, all those things were made of paper.
她想说，虽然她对不起我。
And she realized that although he owes her very much.
到底还是夫妻嘛。
Yet they were still a couple before.
你在阴间的不足，我就补足你。
So that she would help him out.
但是这样做之后。
After she had done this.
晚上还是有声音。
She still heard the voices at night.
所以她就很不高兴。
So she was not very happy.
哦，你是一个没有负责任的丈夫，没有负责任的爸爸。
Then she started accusing her husband that he did not have a sense of responsibility.
我已经对你很好了。
She felt that she had treated him well.
你还回来扰乱我的生活。
And yet he would still return to annoy her.
站在圣经的立场
Based on the Bible,
我们绝对不相信那个是她先生回来
We would not believe that that person was her husband.
那是魔鬼的作为
It was a deed of the Satan.
所以魔鬼会欺负人啊
So Satan knows how to trick people.
所以她本来已经是心里很痛苦了，没有办法过正常的生活了。
She was suffering very much from the death of her husband.
然后又魔鬼又借着她的丈夫来更扰乱她的生活。
And the Satan through her husband would disturb her life.
说她几乎要崩溃了。
Thus she was on the verge of a breakdown.
刚好遇到教会，她的亲戚是教会的信徒。
Fortunately, one of her relatives is a member of our church.
在偶然的机会碰到，然后把她带到教会。
That relative brought her to the church.
就是靠着耶稣基督。
And based on the strength of Jesus Christ.
她得到自由的人生。
She regained freedom in her life.
信耶稣之后。
After believing.
她说啊，为什么没有人告诉我要来信耶稣呢？
She said, why didn't someone tell me earlier?
信耶稣这么好。
It is so good to believe in Christ.
因为她曾经受过苦。
For she had suffered once.
因为她曾经被魔鬼欺负。
For she had once been deceived by the devil.
所以她真的能够体会什么叫做自由的人生。
Thus she knows what is a life of freedom.
其实她也是活在一个自由的国家啊。
She lived in a free country.
难道没有自由吗？
Didn't she have freedom?
但是就是没有自由。
Yet she didn't in her spirit.
国家没有控制她。
The nation did not tell her what to do.
是罪恶控制她，魔鬼控制她。
Yet sin and Satan had control over her.
所以人在这种被控制的情况之下
，Under these circumstances,
人是没有自由的。
Humans do not have true freedom.
那我们要怎么得到释放呢
？So how can we be released?
我们去看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第一章
，Gospel of Matthew chapter 1,
21节
，verse 21。
马太福音第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21。
二十一节。
Verse 21。
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。耶稣就是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
他要将我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
He will save humans from sin.
我们今天活在这个罪恶当中。
We live among sin today.
我们被罪控制。
We are controlled by sin.
我们的生命没有自由。
We don't have freedom in our lives.
所以立志由为善由得我。
Thus, although we may be determined to do good deeds.
只是行出来由不得我。
Yet our actions do not depend on our resolutions.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Thus the Bible tells us,
只有耶稣能够拯救我们脱离这个罪恶。
That only Jesus can save us from this bound.
脱离魔鬼的辖制。
That we may depart from the control of Satan.
得到自由的人生。
And that we can have true freedom in our lives.
那如果我们今天找到这一条路，
If we can find such a path,
那我们的生活才是真的自由。
Then our lives will truly be free.
哦，不只是国家给我们的自由。
Not just the freedom that we have from the nation.
而且是从主耶稣来的那一份自由。
But the freedom that comes from Jesus.
那我们才真的享受这个自由的人生。
Then we will have a true free life.
各位朋友。
Our friends.
我们希望继续来查考圣经永生的道理。
We hope you will continue to study the truth with us.
它可以让我们得到平安喜乐。
For it can give us peace and joy.
更得到自由
and also freedom,
也得到盼望
and hope for the future.
希望你们跟我们能够跟我们一起来分享这一份主耶稣要给我们的恩典。
We hope that you will eventually be a part with us in receiving this grace from God.
唱诗507首
Let us sing hymn 507.